Marshall.
And I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflum.
And we're just a couple of guys sitting around talking about things that are important to us. Hopefully they're important to you. And if you need more information, there's so many great places to find more information. All right. It's the last day of 2014. It's time to get into a new year. And here's something I want to do. This is a tradition that I'm starting right now, right here. I want to make the most outrageous predictions for what's going to happen in the next 12 months. Then, 12 months from now, I want to revisit these and replay them and see which of our predictions came true and which ones were so outlandish that they were impossible and they didn't happen in 2015.
All right.
Do you want to go first?
No, I'm going to let you go first.
All right, I'll go first because it was my idea.
It is. You threw it on me right at the beginning, so I'm like frantically trying to figure out something. It's going to come across. First of all, I didn't think deeply about mine, so we'll see.
All right, my first prediction. 2015 will be the year of virtual reality and augmented reality. We've seen so many wonderful virtual reality helmets coming out in 2014. I think 2015 is the year that we're going to see them on the streets. People are going to adopt virtual reality for gaming. They're going to adopt augmented reality for their information. I don't know if Google Glass is the answer, but I think something on the area of Google Glass is going to be the 2015 star.
So, I mean, give an example. So I get off work, I come home, I throw on my helmet, and now I'm a kung fu star.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go live in my own action universe. Kind of like World of Warcraft type thing.
All that.
Okay.
All the Second Life games. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a very interesting. Could imagine you are the superstar. You are the grandest of the grand in your virtual world,
mm-hmm.
and you're an everyday Joe in your life.
Yeah, there's been a lot of games that have done that. Second Life is the one that comes to mind, but we've all been moving toward the holodeck where we can get into that character and be that thing that we're not, and all of the bad stuff that goes along with that. There's so many stories about how you can be addicted to that other life and be neglectful of your real life.
I could see that. I saw Somewhere in Time at one time.
There you go.
With Christopher Reeve. So mm-hmm. I knew it could happen. Don't ever keep pennies in your pocket. That's what I remember.
That was the theme that you got out of that movie. What do you think, Chip? What's 2015 for you?
All right. So part of this has already happened. But it seems like we're getting into a little oil war. And I think, I don't know if you read, here in the Chicago area, we haven't experienced quite as dramatic. I think we had $2.15 is for a gallon of fuel.
Okay.
But in Texas, it got down to $1.99
wow.
for a gallon of fuel.
I didn't ever expect
in
that to
Oklahoma,
happen.
Oklahoma, $1.88.
Wow.
I'm going to say right now, because the Saudis basically have already said it, we're going to continue to produce oil. And we'll produce as much as we need to. They're going to drive a gallon of fuel down to $1.50 a gallon.
Wow.
So what I need to do is take an inflation calculator and throw it on, because that would be less expensive. $1.50 a gallon would be less expensive than when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we're going to have it. There is a... I was reading something about this, that there is a play on this, that Russia cannot store oil, because it freezes or gels or whatever it does up there. So basically they produce and they've got to get it out.
Hmm.
But by forcing the price of oil down, it somehow hurts Russia. So because they can't store it. It's not like they can say, okay, we pulled it out, we do it, the oil's got to come, they've got to release it on the market also.
Hmm.
So there could be something going on geopolitical, but I don't want to comment too hard on that. But I'm going to say $1.50 a gallon oil, for a gallon of gas at some point, and that includes all those taxes they throw on top of it. So that would mean that I don't know what we have in the Chicago area, but let's just say there's 30, 40, 50 cents on a gallon of fuel. That would mean, I mean, it really would get down to when we were kids, what the real price would be.
My turn. 2015 will be the year of the hacker. I predict that the two companies that will be hacked this year and will be big surprises and everyone will suffer will be Google and Apple. those are the two names of the companies that will have a huge hack attack, and everyone will suffer the consequences.
So why hasn't Microsoft bought BlackBerry yet to have their email system? Because they've got supposedly the most secure system.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be very interesting, because when you think of Google, Apple, Microsoft, you usually think of really bright people. They're mm-hmm. designing these systems.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are the if you are Anonymous, which is a group that's known for at one time was known for positive terrorism. I shouldn't say that. That's not really a fair way of saying it. But they could go after a group that's not doing enforce
to
them
change to. Their ways for a positive humane reason.
But there was just recently something that someone did in the name of Anonymous that was not good, and that was this week. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I saw it in the news. But my point being is that I could see that what happened to Sony. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine that happening to Google. Imagine that happening to Apple, mm-hmm. Microsoft, one of the big companies. Imagine that happening to Citibank or to Wells Fargo, one of those type things. It really could create havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the real answer to that being is, whether that's going to be where we're going to have closed systems.
We have to silo some of those servers, that's for sure. We might not get to the Battlestar Galactica range where we don't network everything, mm-hmm. because the hackers can get into everything if it's networked, but there has to be some siloing. You have to segregate those important systems, and that makes it harder to do business.
That does. There's lots of things I would not put online. Saving your marriage certificate in your tax returns on whether it's on Dropbox or Google Drive or something, probably not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to figure out a way to be able to use these systems, have the proper backup. You know, one of the things that could be is Apple this year said that everything is encrypted now, because we are not going to spend time, you're not going to subpoena all of our records on Steve here so you can take him to trial, because we're not going to be able to get to him. It's all encrypted now.
And we don't have the keys.
Yeah, and they did that so they didn't have to deal with, a million different requests and showing up, and that basically could have been their business model,
mm-hmm.
is we got to show up at court cases. Now it's known. We don't have any access to this stuff. Maybe that's the deal. Maybe everything goes so encrypted that it's very hard to get out. I think that's a pretty good
Your turn,
prediction.
Chip.
Oh,
what's 2015?
All right, so my prediction. So this is not an election year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we're going to start having people line up to run. And my prediction is that Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush will not run for office.
Really? That's a big one.
Well, I think that we're getting a backlash. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or Independent. I think this idea of legacy politicians, that we create, kings and queens that are going to somehow, whether they're Clinton and Bush or whatever.
John Adams.
Well, John Quincy Adams, we didn't get another Adams after that. We didn't get enough, George Washington II or something
right.
like that running. But we really are. I think this is not a good. I think it's a good precedent not having these legacy
families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of a sudden you have another Kennedy running for something. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we're that's not a good precedent. So the replacement of that is I think that we're going to have the replacement for Hillary Clinton is going to be Elizabeth Warren.
Interesting.
Well, she's a progressive. She definitely knows how to create a shaming.
Is she going to have a shirt that says "I am not Hillary Clinton"?
No, I think that she is. She's appealing to a certain group, and she can cross appeal. That's part of what when you're winning a presidential election, it's a coalition. You've sold yourself on so many levels to get the coalition to be able to win. And businesses may be willing to join Elizabeth Warren on the shaming Yeah, it doesn't mean it's consistent or anything like that. But I think that I think that she's got a very strong personality and is going to get more press.
Okay, how about on the other side?
On Republicans, I think it's going to be Rand Paul.
Really?
Yes, I think that I think if we get Elizabeth Warren and Rand Paul running, we will get. It doesn't mean these are perfect candidates, but we really get two different Americas. Okay, we get a progressive America under with Elizabeth Warren, and we get Rand Paul running. I think that he's going to be although he'll run on the conservative side, he's going much more in the traditional classical liberal values, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It's going to be a much freer America. I think that these are two truly different Americas, and I think those are the type of things that we can debate. And I think that may be the beginning part. Who knows who will eventually run? But my hope is that Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush basically bow out.
Wow, that's big. My turn. 2015 will be the first year since I got my first VCR in 1982 that I will not buy any hard media. Everything that I will watch this year, I predict, will not be something I can hold in my hand. I'm going to stream movies. I'm going to download movies. I'm not going to buy a single disc. I'm not going to buy a single VHS tape, because what would I do with it? And this is going to be the first year since 1982 for that.
Well, I'll tell you, that won't work. Let me explain why.
Okay.
At some point, you're going to buy an album. And because you have a Fire Stick, and you're having good luck with your Fire Stick,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go on and you're going to buy the right to be able to have the MP3s or the electronic version of this music. Amazon's going to send you the CD.
Oh, boy.
Because that's exactly how it's set up right now.
Is it?
Yes. I showed you my CD of that I got in the mail,
mm-hmm.
but that CD is on the Fire Stick. So I basically ordered... For $10, I got the right to the music,
mm-hmm.
came through on the Fire Stick, and they sent me the hard copy.
Really?
So I this may be a short-term type thing. It may be go away this year.
Mm-hmm.
I find that having...
You're just clearing out inventory.
I think what they're going to do is print on demand. Maybe that's the case.
Interesting.
But... I do agree with you. I think that the idea of owning DVDs, owning CDs, VHS tapes, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
Storing that stuff in your house...
Much less moving it to your next house. I'm not doing that again.
I think it's going away. I'm with you. I think that what you want to have is it available through your tablet. You want to have it available through your television.
The Fire Stick, the Apple TV, the Roku, all of these devices have been building toward this digital lifestyle. That I live a digital lifestyle most of the time, but I do occasionally buy a DVD, Guardians of the Galaxy. I purchased a Blu-ray copy of that.
You did.
I did. I purchased a Blu-ray copy because it was cheaper than buying the digital copy. And the Blu-ray copy had a digital copy on it.
Okay. Okay.
So I saved, $5.
Oh, excellent.
Your turn.
All right. I'll give you the sad part.
Uh-oh. Sad prediction.
This is my sad part. I think we may hit a recession. I don't necessarily... This is purely guessing.
Mm-hmm.
You should not use this for anything other than Chip said this. But I would say this every year, by the way. we've had a nice run in the market. We've businesses right now have done everything they can to streamline, and they're either going to have to start hiring people, but I ultimately think that we've built this house of cards. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but I think that at some point, which, my goodness, in the long run, we'll all have a recession. But we've had such a nice run since 2008. Although it may not feel it that way to you.
Right.
I think that we may end up having some type of recession.
My sheet says exactly the opposite. I predict in 2015, Tesla will double its stock price.
That's interesting. Because we talked about where I talked about price of fuel dropping,
mm-hmm.
which basically means big Suburbans get bought.
Right.
Okay. And Tesla, you are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Tesla just introduced a car that gets 400 miles to a charge.
Mm-hmm.
400 miles to a charge is roughly what a full tank of fuel would get you.
In a very economical car. Not in a big tank.
Not in a big Suburban.
Right.
So if they can drive the price down of a car...
Mm-hmm.
So think about what Tesla...
That's key to this, is they have to get to a market level where someone like you, someone like me, could afford a Tesla. That's key to this. But I think it's going to happen in 2015.
Well, there's a real interesting part to this. Okay, so... plugging in your car, filling up your car with energy to mm-hmm. be able to drive could be very dirty. If I'm burning coal,
yep.
it could be dirtier than using fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm using nuclear power
mm-hmm. or solar,
well, solar and wind power is as wonderful as we'd like to say. They're very helpful. We're in the infant stages of this. They certainly are not producing the type of energy we'll ever need. And I'm going to say it in a sad way. In many ways, it's a waste of time right now. Although I do believe that we need... there's a reason why we pay for universities.
Mm-hmm.
They need to... if they can become very efficient at doing this, I'm all for it.
And the progress has been in that direction, that's for sure.
Okay.
We have gotten better at it. The other company that Elon Musk runs is Solar City. He runs a solar company.
Well, if we look at nuclear power, and typically what we're dealing at, we're looking at the challenges of it. We're looking at nuclear power that had... that was energy, but it also had a military reason for having them.
Mm-hmm.
The new plants that they're producing now are far more efficient, and they are probably about as green as we can get. Now, there are challenges. I mean, you're seeing what's going on in Japan as what could be a challenge, and it could be devastating. That scares a lot of people. But if you start reading a little bit about it, in fact, there's a movie maybe this year on this. What we're dealing with is something that could be as green as we can get. And if you're able to plug your car in and get 400 miles to a fill-up,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, a fill-up of energy, you know, that means that a couple years from now, that could be 800.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I mean, just think about what that would do.
Sky's the limit.
It would absolutely change.
Mm-hmm.
We really could move to a far greener world with...
Mr. Fusion. We need Mr. Fusion in the back. Throw in your garbage, and it'll get you through to your next stop.
Oh, I think that's a pretty amazing... And I wouldn't... I don't know about the stock price, but when I saw that 400 miles,
mm-hmm.
you're getting to the point where that's good news. That's where it's something that I could purchase.
It's when the price gets to a price point that you could possibly get the money to put onto that car.
And it could happen. I'm thinking mm-hmm. how when computers came out,
mm-hmm.
what they cost, and how they've dropped in price. And although, you know, we can kind of the Google Chrome book. Yeah, they're going for what, like $199 now.
Correct.
Okay, we've gotten it down to the basics of, if you wanted to get down to the basics, it's
here's
pretty inexpensive.
Yep.
You can always get better, but you know, the point is, with an electric vehicle, if you could get that down to $25.
Oh, at $25, they'd fly off the shelves.
Oh.
You couldn't keep up with the demand at $25.
And there's a large group of retirees who have the affluence, who were very interested in this. I mean, they're the group that's buying the Priuses. There's a lot
mm-hmm.
of families out there that are doing it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother is a good example.
The baby boomers, definitely.
They have the affluence
mm-hmm.
that they want to try new technologies. They may have become comfortable with gasoline, but they grew up at a time where things changed dramatically from what they originally bought, too.
Do you have one more?
Oh, sure. Let's see. What do we have here?
Last one.
All right. I said 2015 will be the largest year ever for movies.
the largest year ever, that everything is going to escalate. Now, when you say movies, do you mean domestic gross in movie theaters, or do you mean the whole spectrum of the streaming services, the DVD sales, the money for the whole industry?
Well, I didn't get that deep. I was thinking about the movies that were coming out. I know the Avengers movie's coming out.
Okay.
There's the Jurassic World movie's coming out. There's a number of great big blockbusters. And if we realize that the first Avengers movie was a $1 billion movie.
Mm-hmm.
My assumption is we're going to match that. I think we're going to have an incredibly big summer. And I think that the idea of the blockbuster and the ability to use the technology to produce movies that people want to see. Like, this is, I think it's going to be, the Guardians of the Galaxy was a big Marvel film. I think this Avengers movie is going to be bigger than the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
You know, you've got James Spader in it, you've got all the big guys here. There's a couple other movies coming out this summer that are equally as big.
Yeah, we're going to have a fun summer movie draft, that's for sure. We'll do it the right way compared to the winter draft. I've got one more.
Oh, go for it.
I've got one more prediction. 2015 will be the year of the podcast. This show will continue on. We will continue and get a whole year of this show. You'll be listening to Too Much Scrolling every Tuesday. And there's going to be so many other shows. There's going to be so many people who are leaving the air and moving to podcasts. There's going to be so many new faces, so many new stars in podcasting. Everybody's going to hear about podcasting in 2015.
I am going to agree with you, because the new automobiles that are coming out, one of the new technologies that's being introduced is going to be the ability to distribute Wi-Fi from cell towers.
Mm-hmm.
So your car will be a Wi-Fi car. And what does that mean? That means that Pandora, that means that whatever streaming music service is being offered, that means that podcasts, you know, I plug in my my phone into my radio.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to podcasts.
So do I.
I don't listen to a lot of radio now.
Nope. I don't like the commercials. So I don't listen to the over-the-air radio at all.
I like more intellectual type of material. That doesn't mean that I can't listen to juvenile stuff, but radio... The challenge is that, all right, so the Christmas stations just stopped playing Christmas music. They probably had 50 songs on their rotation, and they probably had 20 maybe on a hard rotation. So, you know, do I really want to listen to that?
I don't.
Along with the commercials. So what are we going to do? Well, the challenge is we could go anti-intellectual. So all of a sudden, you know, everything becomes a Sasquatch podcast. Or we could go more intellectual in the sense that I'm listening to professors talk about things who are incredibly gifted at delivering that information.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can listen to really entertaining people. And the question is, am I willing to pay for it? And, you know, what we've determined is that Howard Stern can get people to buy into Sirius XM. But, I mean, would they be willing to pay, I don't know, think of a big person, you know, would they be willing to pay them $6 a month? Or would they be willing to pay $10 a month for a service?
And a couple of stars have tried that. Anthony Cumia left Sirius XM. Well, to be fair, he was fired from Sirius XM, and he opened his own podcast at $6 a month. And is he successful? Yes, he is successful.
Okay.
Steve Dahl, again, was fired, was removed from the air, and he opened his own podcast at $6 a month. Was he successful? Yes, he was very successful.
Okay.
And did he then get another on-air job as a result of that podcasting success? Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. I absolutely am with you on that. I think that the idea of learning online is going to escalate this year. My goodness, YouTube has shown amateur videos can help you, but imagine what happens if you had professional videos of someone teaching you either history or astronomy.
Science.
How to work on your car, how to fix your air conditioning unit.
Forward thinking has given us so much interesting information about the future. There's so many ways to get more information.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Maybe. Maybe familiar. Like a podcast like we put on.
That's right. Even every man can have a podcast.
All right. So I'll do my final one because it's very fast. The Chicago Bears are going to clean house.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Because we're in the Chicago area. We have to. I do think that we're going to be getting rid of our coach. I think we'll be getting rid of our front office. I think they're going to go in a new direction.
What about your quarterback?
I think he remains.
He's got a 7-year contract.
I think it's going to be hard to get rid of it. I think Cutler needs an offensive line. I think Cutler, when he has the tools around him, performs.
Mm-hmm.
And when he doesn't, like the line maybe not as strong as it needs to be to protect him, I think he has a very difficult time to working in that system. For the Chicago Bears, I think it was very difficult to let him go because it wasn't like we had Brett Favre and we brought in Aaron Rodgers, which was basically what the Green Bay Packers did.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a decision between, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback and a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
Okay, this wasn't Steve Young and Joe Montana type stuff. Chicago has struggled getting franchise quarterback. Cutler may not be Aaron Rodgers, but Cutler can be a good quarterback if he's given the time to be able to run what he's doing. I think they made some decisions. It didn't work out, and because of that, some people are going to be hurt by it.
There you go.
And I think that'll be the case. But on the same note, Washington Redskins, the team that I grew up following, I think they're going to still struggle trying to find their place.
Can you even say Redskins? Is that a thing we can even say?
Well, it's very interesting that you would mention that, because I don't really understand how the patent office basically unloaded all the patents.
Mm-hmm.
Because there wasn't a complaint. They did it on their own, which shows you the power of Washington. I'm not saying the name is right or wrong. Please, if I'm the Miami of Ohio, the university, and I'm the Redskins, there's a reason I'm the Red Hawks now. I get that part.
Mm-hmm.
But the Redskins have been the Redskins for a long time, and every once in a while it pops up and doesn't pop up. I don't know whether they should change the name or not. I
don't think it's going to be resolved anytime soon.
In fact, I'm Daniel Snyder. When I bought the Redskins, it was the fourth most profitable or the fourth highest grossing franchise in North America. I mean, that's, I think, basketball, football, and baseball. I'm going from memory. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it was such a, it was like the Yankees, the Cowboys, and like the Redskins were right there. I don't think you can just dismiss it because somebody says, oh, you should change it. Those arguments should have been made a long time mm-hmm. ago. But that doesn't mean that they can't change. But my point is that Snyder is a tough owner to deal with. He's meddling, and I just don't. And I think he's backed off of some of that. But I think that they're going to struggle for years and years and years.
All right, Chip. I think we have enough information. I think we can survive another week and maybe even another year.
Well, that means we can come back we can come back next year.
Yeah, our next show is going to be in January of 2015.
Well, I think you're used to saying that.
Yeah, 2015. Very exciting. If you need more information, there's lots of great ways to get more information. You can email us. Our email is toomuchscrolling@gmail.com. Our website is toomuchscrolling.com. We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. There's so many great ways to find more information. 2015 is the year. Let's do a podcast.
That's right. And if you have an idea of a topic we should cover or something we should read, please come to us. Just respond.
We should start a Reddit. Wow. Maybe it's the year to reach out to our audience a little bit more.
Give them a great big hug.
That's right.
We're over 12,000 listens.
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's been a great year. Thank you so much for joining us. And Chip, thank you so much for joining me in this adventure that we've had in 2014.
Well, thanks for asking, and this has been enjoyable. It's a lot of fun working with you.
It is a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, I'll tell you that much. All right. Thank you again for listening to Too Much Scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hasselblad.
We'll see you in the future. Thank you.